إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my brothers and sisters, we come today to the four things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned with respect to those people who are not in loss. And Allah said, wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina, except those amanu, who believe. So what is this belief? What is the meaning of illa alladhina amanu? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning by belief, it refers to our entire creed, our entire aqidah, all the articles of belief, all the articles of faith, that we believe in it, that we understand it, and that we live by it. It's a very important thing to remind ourselves that it is not sufficient to be born in a Muslim home. Inshallah, if somebody is born in a Muslim home and lives, does whatever he does by default and dies, inshallah, we ask Allah to give him Jannah. But that's not the ideal, and that's not what should happen. Belief is a matter of consciously thinking about something and accepting it. Belief in anything. We can't automatically imagine that just because we are born in a Muslim home that we believe in everything of Islam. Because if you ask, the tragedy is that most Muslims, if you ask them, what do you believe? They don't know. They actually do not know what they believe. Try it out and see. Ask somebody, what is your aqidah? Because people today, especially a lot of people, they are very quick to criticize the aqaid of other people. We had one incident, Sayyid and I, in Bombay, where there was this person who was very brutally and very, in a very disgusting way, he was criticizing the aqidah of another group of people. So finally, I got so sick of it. I asked him, I said, tell me, what is your aqidah? And he went silent. Okay? He has no clue. So I'm saying, you are criticizing somebody else and you don't even know what you believe. I mean, what is this criticism? Ridiculous, complete nonsense. So I think that's very important for us, that illa alladhina amanu, this refers to our faith. So what is this faith? What do you believe in? People say Muslims believe in one God. We don't believe in one God. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We do not believe in one God. So, and so on and so on. I don't want to give a whole lecture on aqidah. But very important to learn the aqidah of the Muslims. What is our aqidah? It's not a default setting. It just won't happen by itself. It is very important for us to learn who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. What is it we believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? About his malaika, about his books, about his messengers, about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, about the day of judgment, about being resurrected after we die, and about qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important for us to learn about these things and to consciously believe in them. That's very, very important. So, illa ladina amanu refers to people who believe. Now, belief is also the root of tawakkul. You cannot have tawakkul, you cannot have faith unless you believe. Because faith comes from belief. We have faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we believe in. And we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very, very important for us, illa alladhina amanu refers to the belief. It refers therefore to la ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship. There is no one who completes and fulfills our needs. There is no one who is worthy of being asked for help other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Muhammadur Rasulullah, which is that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Nabi, is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one we follow, and he is the last and final messenger after whom there is no messenger. And when we say we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please understand, we are not saying that we follow some things of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say Muhammadur Rasulullah, what are you saying? You're saying, I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a blanket statement. I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means what? Means you follow everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught and everything that he did. Because if that were not to be the case, if you were to actually say that I follow from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from his teachings, I follow whatever I like, then that's a different statement. I don't know whether if somebody says that, then whether they are Muslim or not Muslim, Allah alam. But I'm saying that if that is what we are doing, then we should seriously, honestly consider that our kalima is incomplete. I'm trying to put the kindest interpretation on this. But if we are really doing this, if we are taking from the sunnah whatever we feel like and we are rejecting the rest, then we should seriously reflect and say, is my kalima complete? Do I really have iman? Because the kalima is not that. The kalima is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So this is the kalima. This kalima is that we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So illa ladina amanu refers to this. And I am talking about the basic fundamentals of our belief. What is our aqidah? And what is our attitude towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are not talking about the great matail of fiqh and so on and so forth. All of which everyone seems to be very interested in. But they are not interested in the fundamentals. The fundamental is all, you know, bogus. And you want to build a building on top of that bogus fundamental. How does it work? How does it work? You have to have the fundamentals have to be solid. And those fundamentals will be solid only and only if we learn about them. And we consciously reflect on them and we consciously believe in them. So very, very important for us. And to remind ourselves over and over again that there is no halfway measures. There are no picking and choosing. You are either a Muslim or you are not a Muslim. You can't be partially Muslim. So therefore, it is very important for us to consciously do that. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a categorical statement. He is establishing a criterion of people who are losers and people who are winners. This is what the surah is about. The surah is about losers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the whole world is losers. Except some people. So the surah Wal-Asr is about losers and winners. So who are the losers and who are the winners? And that's the whole crux of the matter. And Allah is giving us these criteria. And the first of those criteria is إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا People of faith, people who have faith. So I remind myself and you, let us try to learn. Because without learning, you cannot believe. Islam is a religion of knowledge. It's not a religion of superstition. It's not a religion of blind faith. It's a religion of knowledge, of understanding, and then consciously believing what we are supposed to believe. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of hidayat for us and to give us the tawfiq to learn about Islam, to learn about the aqidah, to learn about the faith, and then to consciously believe in that, and then to benefit therefore from tawakkul, from reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the biggest benefit of faith is that it frees our heart from all fears. Frees our heart from all fears, because it is the It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu's job to feed us. It is Allah's responsibility. And Allah has taken that responsibility on Himself. Not once, many times in the Quran. So, there is nothing to worry about. What we have to worry about is to pick and choose the sources. That's our responsibility. Our responsibility is what source do you want it from. And that is the responsibility that has been given to us. إِذَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا also refers to حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ So, in this surah, if you look at the four things, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا refers to حُقُوقُ اللَّهِ. And tomorrow we'll talk about others. So, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. And as I mentioned before in some other context, when we talk about a haqq, please understand that that means that if you do not fulfill that haqq, that we will be questioned about this. Right? We are not questioned about things which are not. What we do out of the goodness of our heart, alhamdulillah, good for us. But what is the right of somebody? The right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tomorrow we'll talk about the other rights of the people. So, rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those things about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us. The most fundamental of those rights is salah. Is ibadah. Because the Islam begins with uluhiyat. Islam begins with accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as ilah. Islam does not begin with accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of the universe. Islam does not begin with accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as in any of the other aspects that He is definitely the sovereign and the creator. Islam begins with the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha. There is no ilah except Allah. We are not saying la khaliqa illallah. La malika illallah. We are not saying there is no khaliq, no, we are saying no ilah, no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So therefore, uluhiyat is the beginning and foundation and the doorway of entering Islam. And that's why the most fundamental right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Salah. And I remind myself and you, so let us fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not put ourselves in a situation where we might be questioned about them. And that is the first criterion of the winners. The winners are the believers. The winners are the people who believe consciously with knowledge and who have faith in that belief and who are firm on that belief and who are strong in that belief. It's not just believing. It's the firmness and the faith and the strength of that belief. Yaqeen. Not just knowing, but yaqeen. Absolute, unshakable faith in that belief. And as I keep repeating myself, it will not happen unless we learn. And that's why it's very important for us to learn what our aqidah is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His knowledge and to open our hearts to yaqeen and to open our hearts to tawakkul on Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين